the 2015 teaching series in the USA. Liberating Yaks, the Vegetarian Question in Tibet. Speaker Kempo Tsultrim Lodro. For more lectures, please visit our official website www.luminouswisdom.org.
Tani terang shuto nga cho Colorado lhota chimo girgin namba tang tani lhoma namba la tomar shuto delak samdhiji yinsi.
First of all, I'd like to say good evening to all the students and teachers of Colorado University who have come here tonight.
Tani terang di kaps tani sachan dela yung ne tani namba tang chi pola kabdan rishiji gorkup tindi shongwala ngarang.
And I'm extremely happy to have the opportunity coming here tonight to have this chance to engage in conversation with all of you. And the topic of this evening's talk is compassion and vegetarianism. And of these two topics, what I'd really like to focus on is compassion. And the reason that I'd like to talk about compassion tonight is that in the course of our everyday lives, we don't always exercise much compassion. Rather than having compassion in our minds, we often have various other kinds of negative emotions or opposite emotions to compassion. So for our talk this evening, I'd like to present my ideas for 1 hour and about 20 minutes, and for the remaining 40 minutes, we can engage in an exchange of ideas. So first of all, I'd like to talk about compassion. How do we define and understand compassion? Speaking of the connection between compassion and vegetarianism, in the Buddhist scripture, vegetarianism is often really talked of or spoken about in the context of compassion. Many people think that vegetarian is not something that has great relevance to their everyday lives, and compassion too, they also think is not something that is of absolute necessity. But in actual fact, this is not the case. Whether in actual fact we experience happiness in our daily lives really hinges on whether or not we exercise compassion. So there's an extremely close connection between vegetarianism and compassion.
And Tene nga tsu ma tsama ga sem ga nang la nyang je yakpo kye ga res on ne, te son de jim san chik te res.
So in the Buddhist scriptures, one reason for vegetarianism is that by practicing a vegetarian lifestyle, we will be able to readily generate compassion.
Tene nga tsu xia mangpo tene zana, tene te la tene, tene nga tsu rang ga sem ga nang la sem mar jewa yakpo mayong wang zha wata, tene sem ga nang la yerdang mangpo, kongcho mangpo kia te la
By contrast, if we eat meat, then we will generate negative emotions such as anger and hatred, and so there is a very big connection indeed between our diet and our mental state. And this notion, this idea is something that has been around for 2,500 years since the time of the historical Buddha. And then in the 20th century, scientists did research into the same issue. The subject of their investigation was pigeons. Pigeons are birds that, under ordinary circumstances, can eat meat or can eat a vegetable diet. And what their experience was separating the pigeons into two groups. The first group, which was fed a purely meat diet for its entire life, so from the time the pigeons were small until they were mature. And then the other group was fed on a solely grain diet for the same length of time. And then after a number of years, the two groups, their personality traits, their characters, as it were compared. And what they discovered was that the group of pigeons who were raised on a meat diet were extremely savage in their personalities. They demonstrated signs of aggression, often fought with each other. Whereas the group of pigeons who were raised on a grain diet were very gentle and peaceable in nature and didn't fight among each other. So these pigeons were all the same species. There were 100 of them. And the only difference between them was the diet that they were raised on. And so this was really the determining factor for the difference in their personalities between those that were aggressive and violent and those who were gentle and peace-loving.
So the idea that
eating a vegetarian diet produces positive results in terms of one's personality or character, and that eating a meat diet produces negative results is something that scientists in the 20th century were able to prove through scientific means.
Tini nga tsu mu tang tini rangshung kham gawar gung jirwa yin nan zha, tini nga tsu mu tang chukchak gawar gung jirwa yin nan zha, di jirwa di yakpu zi yung da mu yung, tini nga tsu sim la rak le gres.
So whether or not the relationship between people or between people and the environment or people and the and animals, ultimately whether the relationship between all of these is a positive one, is a good one, really depends on the human mind.
Tani ta nga cho tani sha ma za ba tani zi tani yung sung na tani nga cho mi sim de tani ta jiwa yung gan du zi tani nga cho sim gan nang la tani kong cho tani dik sim sim ma jiwa tang tani yang nyang ji tang jiwa tang jambo tang tani yung da ma yung de tani nga cho shir tang nga cho mo ga shi ka la yang tani rak le gan du zi yin na yang yang nga cho tini mo ge shiawa dang, shiopa dang, tini mo ge mchurtin dang, mo ge zama dang, tiso la yang halipa rak le gen duzi.
So while we usually understand a person's personality, whether they're gentle and calm and peaceful, or whether they're turbulent and angry and aggressive, we usually attribute these things to just the simple personality of a person. But in actual fact, these things also hinge upon the kinds of behavior that a person characteristically engages in, including the kind of diet they consume.
Then nga cho go sim de de ni yang bo dang mo de ni yong da ma yong de nga cho go khori gla yang rak le ba yo res.
And in fact, whether our personalities, our minds do achieve a good state is also reliant on the external environment.
Pe na nga cho go kha u ge nang la de ni ayang long yang chi yang de ayang long de ha jang ha jang mang bo yo so na de ni nga cho go sim pe zi
So, for example, in environments where there's a lot of an excess of oxygen in the air, then often our intellect or our mental capacities become dull. Whereas if the oxygen, we're in a situation where the oxygen is somewhat slightly lesser, then our mental faculties become sharper. So mountain climbers who go through much arduous effort to reach the top of a mountain, upon doing so, often experience a profound sense of peacefulness flooding through their minds. And there are many people who really like this kind of lifestyle of mountaineering. And the reason for this is because in high altitude contexts or situations, there is very little oxygen in the air. And on account of this, they're able to experience a feeling of great peacefulness and calmness in their minds. So in a similar way to this example, whether or not we are compassionate and whether or not we have peaceful personalities and characters is also dependent on our external environment. And if one consumes a lot of meat, then it's very easy for one to become agitated and aggressive in one's personality and not be gentle and peaceful in their state of mind.
Then you have the mazana, not so garzi the zana, then you rangingi, then you got so simara jivanda ota, then you nyanji kegona, nyanji tes a chest, slamunda, or little labogun nyanji kewa, or then you panto pechimbo yores.
And eating a vegetarian diet is extremely beneficial in enabling us to attain a state of calmness and peacefulness in our minds, which makes it much easier for us to arouse compassion.
Tani karze ngacho tani karze zana ngacho khori gla phantho yo panda ota tani ngacho lipo dethang la phantho yo panda ota teso sama sama hako jire nge shago umare ngacho sama hako res.
That vegetarianism is beneficial to the human body, that it's beneficial to the natural environment, are things that everybody knows. And so there's no great necessity for me to reiterate these reasons this evening.
Tini ta nga tso mun nam ge na tini su su go tini nyar ji te me pi gim sin ji tini nga tso mi ri ki lo ji ge thola tini jam ni ma im ba le ka mambo le yores.
However, on account of a lack of compassion among human beings, there are all kinds of atrocities that have been committed across human history. Whether it's in terms of women's oppression or the oppression of people of color, there have been all kinds of extremely regrettable actions and episodes in human history. However, having recognized this situation to some degree and having implemented reforms in these areas, we could say that the situation is increasingly getting better in these respects. But while our attitude to other human beings and reforming the way that they are treated has progressed significantly, there is one area in which our attitudes are extremely lacking, and that is our approach towards animals. Western thought, there have been many areas of inequality. For example, there has been in the history of the West debate over whether or not women in fact have souls. However, whether or not if we were to engage in this kind of conversation today, then everybody would think it absolutely ridiculous. However, in human history, there has been this debate about women, females, and animals. In the history of Western science, too, there have been people who have alleged at times that that African Americans, for example, or black people are somehow inferior. However, if something similar was alleged today, then we would all find it absolutely unacceptable. A very famous Western philosopher, once said that animals don't have souls.
Riti tera nga tsu tsama ka tini susu ranga tera nga tsu kyo da tini lili da susu ka tini tsu la namshi yo maresi na te susu ka kelen ka maresi.
However, if someone were to say that our own dogs and our own cats today don't have souls, then it wouldn't be something that many of us would be able to accept.
Then I also logic to la tindi norwa ga tini samlo mambo mambo rimba 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 jinda mambo shung yores.
So in the course of our intellectual history, there have been many, many stages of erroneous thought. Many of these erroneous thoughts we have already addressed and reformed. But one of the final areas of inequality in terms of our understanding of things is our attitude towards animals. And this is an area that we need urgently to reform. However, if in the future we're all able to really adopt attitudes of compassion and equality towards animals, then we will automatically recognize their intrinsic rights and their right to survival. A Western writer penned a book called Animal Liberation. And I regard this book as really the very beginning of a change in attitude towards animals in Western thought. And it's extremely necessary that we reform these attitudes of inequality between humans and animals. Because if we aren't able to extend this attitude of compassion and equality towards animals, then the ultimate result will be negative repercussions in terms of relations between humans ourselves. As a result of our being accustomed to looking down on animals and degrading animals, it's left a great negative impression on us. A lot of illegal behavior has resulted, and this is something that research has been conducted into. Within two prisons, among the criminals who were serving time there, 70% were there on account of having committed crimes against animals. So whether it's at our personal level or the level of a family, a city, society at large, then we really need to extend our thoughts to those animals who exist below us. Those who exist above us in society, those who are on higher rungs, are really not the people that we need to think about that much.
되니 나초 남인 나양 되니 나초 되니 더 잠님 Jamnim de Yongona, Tomer Nato, Narang, Naranto, Rangli, Rambashik, Manking Gutini Simchen Tela, then Jamnim Gototan Chayati, Karchimbores.
So, in terms of cultivating equality, it's really important to look at those beings who are lower than us and to extend a view of equality towards them. If you're able to look at those who are those beings who are lesser than you, weaker than you, more humble than you, and extend to them a view of equality, then at this point, only at this stage, will you be entitled or qualified indeed to regard yourself as equal with those above you.
Then chorang le nyam chung vi deni semchen te la rangwang dan ramnyam deni chob mishin khang ge mo deni zi yin na deni chorang ge chorang le tu yu mo te la ngarang la ramnyam go ngarang la rangwang go zi ne deni sha ya ge thop thang de yo wu thop de yo ma re ti zi ge wu thop de yo ma re si.
If you are not someone who is able to extend or support the freedom and equality of those lower than you, then you are in no way entitled to demand that those above you respect your freedom and respect your equality. So whether or not a particular society in question has compassion, whether it has equality, we assess this essentially by looking at those who are the most weak or disenfranchised in that society. In the context of today's world, where we've got a massive population of 7 billion people, those who essentially exist on the rung below us are animals.
And
it's only by being able to extend the entitlement of freedom and equality to these animals that we as humans will really be able to embody freedom and equality among our own species. Because if we're really not able to really legitimately recognize and legitimately appreciate the entitlements of animals, those who are below us, then we've got absolutely no right to demand in among humans ourselves that we be given our entitlements of freedom or equality or whatever they may be. So, really, genuine equality has to begin at the level of animals. So when we talk about equality between humans and animals, we're really not meaning perhaps equality in an absolute sense, but certainly from the point of view of equal entitlement to survival.
Then
And this is really where vegetarianism kicks in, because it's by being vegetarian, and refraining from eating meat that we really, in substance, give animals their entitlement towards freedom and their entitlement to survival. Whether or not all humans will become vegetarian is something that is probably highly unlikely. However, this is something that we really need to start with at the level of ourselves. So whether it's in terms of women's empowerment or the empowerment of black people, all of these movements have really started off at the level of the individual. So it's at this level that we need to begin to, with our attitude, with our efforts to respect the equality of animals. However, in these initial stages, it is inevitable that there will be many voices, opposing voices, opposing ideas that we have to contend with. For example, there are some people who respond to the assertion that animals' right to survival needs to be respected by saying that, well, all humans have not yet essentially achieved this right. So this being the case, then, how can we really speak about this in terms of animals? The time is not really ripe until this situation has been achieved for humans. Unless we really take this kind of reasoning apart and look at it, scrutinize it very carefully, on the surface it seems like a reasonable kind of logic.
However, the
kind of reasoning dissipates or falls apart rather quickly when we give careful attention to it. For the reason that if we draw a really strong distinction between humans and animals and take this as legitimate, then by the same token, we can draw distinctions between different kinds of human, and these kinds of distinctions will become legitimate. Legitimate in terms of our customs and cultural ways of thinking, and even in our legal system. There has been over the last century and still a lot of discussion of women's empowerment. However, it's not just simply focusing on this one area of inequality is by a long shot insufficient. We really need to direct our attention to residual areas of inequality that still linger, in particular inequality towards animals.
Tani karzi titi nala tini nga tso ta kandi che gores na karzi za ki tela yan tina la rimba mambo mambo ziores.
In terms of vegetarianism, there are many, many levels of vegetarian way, lifestyle or practice.
Tani pena nga tso karzi ha lipa gatini chan thumbo gatini karzi ta ta pena nga tso simshin gatini lipuli yungwa gatini zama kanyang maza wantra o tindu shi chitere te ha lipa yagpo res.
The strictest form of vegetarianism is a kind where no products from an animal are consumed at all. And this is an extremely strict and an extremely wonderful, positive form of vegetarianism.
So the
consumption of honey, for example, honey is something that is taken directly from the body of the bee. It's a form of theft in actuality. Of course, when this kind of behavior is engaged in among humans, we consider it as extremely negative. However, when it's done against animals, we don't see anything particularly wrong with
it.
However, in actual fact, this kind of behavior is equally negative, regardless of whether it's committed against humans or animals. So the highest form of vegetarianism is this kind of vegetarianism where we don't use or appropriate anything that comes from an animal's body, whether it be their hide or food, as in the case of bees that is taken directly from them.
Tani karte tinji tini yakpo haliba chan thumbo mayona tani ti marjibla tini nga cho perna simchen ga tini shama za wan ra o ta chak ma thong wan ra o ta tani simchen ga tini
If we're not able to practice this really high, this highest form of vegetarianism, then the best next form would be a kind of vegetarianism where we don't consume animals' meat, blood, or their fat. But if we're really not able to give up eating meat entirely, then what we do need to refrain from is eating small animals who are still alive. So particularly things like seafood, which are caught live and are killed in the most, or they die the most appalling deaths. These kinds of animals we need to refrain from eating. The most cruel and barbaric form of diet is that which appears on our dinner table.
Um,
These kind of food that arrives on the dinner table refers to people who consume small creatures that are still writhing, that are still moving, and then we kill them by immersing them in hot oil and then put them in our mouths.
Then if shirtang atso deni garzi she goreta ina garzi pena mukashi kashi zaka ne garzi zago zatub ko mundu ngarang sha gaboyo ne sha pantub ko mundu zena de ngarang so ko alungun dos nango liji.
There are some people who say that, you know, I just can't be vegetarianism. It's too difficult for me to give up meat. At one level, we can definitely understand this kind of feeling.
Yena ngatsu tini zaju kotola tinji gatini semchen sola tini dumrta dukseta ha lepa gatini to narchu tindi shene tela samlo motane zat thabjit tepe ngatsu tini koalong mandukse te.
However, while we might be able to understand that some people are not able to give up eating meat, to imagine that people would be able to sit at a dinner table and consume animals in such a barbaric way is something that defies our capacity to empathize with people.
Pena ngaso chula tapa machine ka mambo yore machine na chobare je pena chorang na sanji shakta tapa la tapa machine na chokore chorang isi chul la tapa machine na chokore te nga zo ko long gen dugse chama chula tapa she ge menze na te nga zo ko am long gi chi men dugse.
There are lots of people without particular religious faith, so there's no insistence that anyone be Buddhist or that they be Christian or anything like this. In fact, the question of religious faith is something that we can accept very rather easily.
Tsamala maranso so gondo pare tela ngatso kwa lungrese te kola kwa mulungi chimundugse te halipa
Whether or not a person wants to have faith in a particular religion or another, or doesn't want to have faith in any religion at all, is a very easy question for us to accept. It's not a big issue. It's a very everyday kind of decision that belongs to the individual.
Then it tell you machina, chorang yi chi shi matav na yang te nanga yo maris.
So not having faith or belief in a particular religion, there is no problem whatsoever.
Rede ngarang chog teni zama za sa chog chi go thola yong khang teni chog chak te so tham chi yinna te korang chog sum bo re ze korang chog la dung re yo re ze teni ti teni korang chog yang teni dung re mundun khen ta ta re ze korang chog yang dewa yo na dung khen ta ta re ze te yinna
However, in terms of live beings that arrive on the dinner table, then this is something that anybody can perceive to be suffering, to be in a state of great pain, and to be just like us, really wishing not to be in this situation of having inflicted torture on them, and just like us, to prefer a situation where this is not happening.
Then it did Jimson Carries, and that's the Kotsola, then it's all Zachotola, Yunkin, Toshatezola, Dumur Yo, then it Coranzo, Dumur Yona Mundud, Coranzo, Deva Yona, then in Dot, then you Yinayang, Naranzo, then you Tilam Tonchon Shini, then you Gandhi Zasana, Zacho, then you Gandhi Kotsola, Dumurtana, Tachopi, Jimson, the Carries.
However, the fact that despite that we can perceive these beings are in a state of great suffering and discomfort, the fact that we don't turn our minds to it is an extremely, extremely strange thing indeed. And in fact, this is a very big problem. And if we were to ask people, you know, why is it that you can perceive with your own two eyes the suffering of this animal and yet you still continue to eat them in this most savage way, how is it that you permit yourself to do this? Most people would answer, it's because I am a human and it is just an animal.
Then you are not so murrazy, 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 you are not so murrazy ti chokpi gyumtsen ti kaan reze, nga tso teni nga tso mayan na tenro za chokzibi gyumtsen ti kaan reze, nga tso rangla trwa trgo reze.
What we need to ask ourselves is that how is it though that we have a sense of entitlement to eat animals and consume them in this way just because we are humans? This is a question we need to pose to ourselves.
Tini tila gimsen da nilg jamba chikchi yo mare ze tini ngarang chola gormu yo ze ngarang ge tini tin za na tini ngarang ti za chik ni ba de yo ze shili o ngarang ti ni ba de yo re ti stop de yo re tin ding ge za re ze ki ma to jamba yo mare ze nga chu chi gimsen yo ma nilg yo mare ze.
But actually there is no reason, there is no logic to justify why we are entitled to eat these other beings, except for the fact that we have money, and on account of having money we have purchased these beings, and so we have power, we have force, and we exert it by eating them.
Karma jang ge tola yong keng ge mo wai xin ren karma jang ge tola yong keng ge mo yong ne tin nga zu sang ma za song na tin nga rang zu ti ka se kan di lan jeb go re nga zu o ti za na chok re korang la ti nga zu za wi ni ba de korang la yo re ti za na zhi ge re ti se ge re se nga zu.
However, if we were to apply this logic to a situation, the same logic to a situation where aliens were to arrive on Earth and want to gobble us up, then really, what would we have to say aside from, would we in fact say to them, yes, that's okay, you can do what you want because you have power, you have the entitlement to eat us. Would we say this? But of course we would not. At this moment we would say, this is terrible, this is inequality. We would complain very loudly that these aliens were oppressing us, that they were invading our planet, and we would protest very vehemently. We would say that this is absolutely not in accordance with the proper way things should be. It's absolutely not in accordance with the law. It defies all the proper standards and norms. If we would see aliens coming and eating us in this way as an extremely grievous case of inequality, then by the same logic, we as humans consuming animals in this way is exactly the same. And if we aren't indeed able to extend this view towards animals, then human equality will not be achieved. Our view of equality really is about whether or not if my Quite often, we regard equality as being when everything is going in accordance with our desires, or when our own wants are being satisfied. And when that is not happening, then we start to claim that things are unequal. So genuine equality really needs to begin from vegetarianism. And genuine compassion needs to begin from animals. So for this reason, compassion and vegetarianism have a great connection.
Then I ran to Dang Gang Jamna, not to Dang Gang Jamna, Kajashan, Dang Jamna, Lekalina, Tamading, I ran to Ranga Dinita, the Tasergatoni, Ziji the Lichang, Ranga, Langshokotoni, Shakayoris. I ran to Muranga Dini, Langshokotoni, Shakayoris, Muranga, Langshokina, Lichang, or Ziji the Jodu.
Usually everything that we say, everything that we do, everything that we think about is done so from our own personal perspective.
Dindi yin tsar di dini ngazo dini dindi tak tak shi na dini ngazo gali gali mu nang la yang dini yewa mangpo yore zi ngazo dini mu nakpo, mu garwo, mu siro dini zamalang ke shar shio, nuf shio dini nang la yang rig mangpo yin yona dini mangpo yore zi mu nang la yang.
And it's really by viewing the world in this way from our own individual perspective that we then start to have all kinds of divisions and distinctions emerge between different people, people of different races, people of different ethnicities, people from the West, people from the East.
And
when everyone is speaking from their own vantage point, whether that be the vantage point of a human, the vantage point of a man, the vantage point of a person of color, the vantage point of somebody else, then we really can't see a situation where general equality will prevail in the world. Generally, when we show empathy to people who are less fortunate than ourselves, most people endorse this and regard it as extremely good. But many people would not see the same need in respect of animals. They would not see that animals necessarily were equally as worthy of empathy.
Garu nang yin na nakpo nang yin na tini ngatso nzambo langka sharshoko yin na mga nang la mergu soso nang la njamnyi ma yin pa mambo njunga tu tini javi tawa tila tini shongwa res.
So the fact that we don't have a view of equality towards animals is manifested or related to then the inequality that we have in terms of gender, ethnic equality, racial equality, etc. And it's this kind of attitude or view that of equality and intrinsic inequality between people that we really need to eliminate. If we're going to do away with this view or attitude that divides people up and asserts an inequality between them, the best method we can apply, the best approach we can apply is compassion. So I've spoken just now about the importance of vegetarianism, and I'd like to go on now and talk about the importance of compassion.
Tani nyar ji zirwante, tani ngatso tani nangba ngangla, tani namgin, tani toga ta, tish takpar shiat dewi tindi go tani tsuk zirwes.
Compassion is a word that among Buddhists is spoken of absolutely all the time, very, very frequently.
Nyar ji zirwante, tani nangba ngangla, takpa chimbo go, kwarang ka shchok res, kwarang ka shchok, kwa ta linghun, shchok res.
In fact, compassion is the soul of the Mahayana tradition. And it's also the foundation of the Mahayana tradition. So in terms of understanding what compassion actually means or represents, we need to grasp essentially two things about it.
And ते हा कोर गो रेस तनी मक्स चिपोजि जियो मारे दुंगर योंग केंग तंजो यन नंदा दो दना तनी दुंगर योंग केंग चोसक थाम से दुंगर तेंग आ चो हा को गो रेस
The first part of compassion is the understanding, is generating an understanding of the suffering of other beings, not just the suffering of humans, but also the suffering of animals. And this is a kind of understanding. This understanding of suffering is something that is very rare, in fact, among humans. For example, many rich people have no idea about the suffering, the nature of suffering of those who are in poverty.
And
those who have great power and privileges in society have no understanding at all of those who are disenfranchised and powerless.
And those who have great power and privileges in society have no
And those who are in robust and good health have no understanding or little understanding of those who are sick. And in general, humans have very little understanding of the suffering of animals.
And
the reason for this is that we frequently and accustomedly neglect the suffering of others. So on account of this neglect that we pay to the suffering of others, their suffering doesn't really come into our view. It's not something that we generally or regularly pay attention to. However, one thing that we do pay an extraordinary amount of attention to is, in fact, our own suffering. And in respect of our own suffering, if even the slightest, smallest, most trivial kind of suffering arrives on us, then we wish it away. We wish it weren't happening. And the one thing that we do pay a great deal of importance to and place great priority on is our own sense of happiness.
And
so in terms of happiness and pleasure, it's something, or clearly great pleasure or great joy is something that everyone would wish for. But even small forms of happiness and pleasure are something that we would want to have, would want to enjoy. But in actual fact, it's not just ourselves who are like this. In fact, every other human being and every other living being, in fact, feels exactly the same. However, we really never turn our attention to whether other people are feeling like this. However, even though we see and hear very often stories about people dying in earthquakes, people dying in air accidents or sea accidents, we really don't pay great attention to this suffering. We dismiss it rather easily. We say or acknowledge, with a passing remark that this has happened, but it's not something that we really take to our mind or take to our hearts. And this reason is because we don't pay attention to others. We don't prioritize them and their suffering.
Tani orwo yenanda, nyamchong yenanda, napa yenanda, ngatso rang pena rang tola thombi nerkamna tedi ta zo ngatso ha gores. Pena ngatso rangit orwo re na tedi o orwo yenna dingmer chimbon dugsam bata. Ngarang so rang tini nat na ti tebna o napati dungur chimbore sambati susu rang tola tonna ta zo nga cho ha kondo res.
And in fact, states like sickness, poverty, powerlessness are really only things that we understand when they finally happen to ourselves.
Tini ti nga cho mo chama ti ti nga cho mo chi ke kyun mare ze mrug chi ke kyun ya mare nga cho mo chama ti ndi re ze.
And this is not a shortcoming of, you know, just one person. It's not the shortcoming of one ethnicity or one nationality. In fact, this is a shortcoming that all humans possess.
Then, in Bashi, nothing at all, me Ranjin, the Tindi, Mug Shika, the Tindi Zreta, Yenati Shika, the Girna Girchu, Yamna Girchi Yoris.
Whilst we might say that this is human nature, as to whether this human nature is able to be changed, whether it's able to be transformed, yes, it absolutely is able to be transformed.
Then it did Girchi Yakita, the Nilegi Chimbozres, Ta Gunchen, Gunchen, Ajan Chimbozres.
But however, this process of transformation is a big project, a big undertaking indeed.
Yena Azokati Telam Bachun Shena, then it did Jimjores.
However, if this is something that we apply ourselves to with great diligence, then we will be able to achieve it.
Then in Bachun Kandishi Gorezena, Matsu Nyarji Gumbi Nekavna, then in Matsu Namjin, then in Perna Moyananda, Tundro Yananda, then in Kotso Dungur Mambo Yonkanga Mutisola, Matsu Mukta, Nava Nyani, then in Simgunala, Samlo Mambo Tango Rez, Kotso Dungurte, Kandi 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 Ndu Samni, Samlo Mambo Tango Rez.
And the way that we really need to go about this transformation is by engaging in the compassionate contemplation, really perceiving, really when we apprehend with our eyes and apprehend with our ears the sight and the predicament of people suffering or other living beings suffering before us, this is something that we need to face square on. And even though it's quite common for us to see suffering in the lives of those around us, whether it be our fellow students or our colleagues or whatever, what we need to do is when we see this, when we perceive this, we hear about their suffering and we see their suffering, observe their suffering, we need to really think about it very, very, contemplate it very, very deeply. Thinking about other people's suffering, contemplating their suffering, working to alleviate their suffering, all of these things are things that we need to really learn how to do.
Then, Lujong Shiatila, Tini Koranga, Natsuti, when the number Nalayana, number Tapachimbo Nalayana, Tini Korantini, Jundr Shia, the Samlo Tanser Gatini, Jundr Shia Gatini, Tapshita, Gumtapta, Haliba Mambo Yores, number Nala.
And in terms of this process of learning or study, there are a great many methods and approaches in the Buddhist tradition that can be taken to generate this kind of compassion. You don't have to be of Buddhist faith, you don't have to be a follower of Buddhism, and yet you should still avail yourself of, or feel able to avail yourself of Buddhist approaches and techniques because they will bring you great benefit.
Then, if you want to share the Tini semchen tini hajan napa nak dungur halipa chimbo yung kintinji yin nanda. Yana nga zu bena semchen chik tini korang ko strokjan ni ta bena shira ng nang ni tiga semchen tini tiga ta strokjan keng tini strokjan keng keng tini tini ke semchen dungur hajan chimbo yung keng yin nanda. Tini zila tini muk tani tini ko dungur to tangbo hako go res.
So when we do encounter a being that is suffering very, very intensely, such as an animal who has been delivered to a slaughterhouse and is in a state of great suffering, then this is something that we really need to look at very squarely with our own two eyes. And it's by doing this that we will be able to fully understand that this being is undergoing great suffering indeed. And it's after we've apprehended or come to really see the suffering of this being that we will then be able to exchange ourselves for this animal, put ourselves in their position and think, what if that animal suffering right now were me? What would I do in that situation? What would it be like?
Yana, bena simchen dungur haliba dungur chimbo nyanga yongkanga simchen te ngay payin na kandrin da usam. Nge mai na kandrin da usam. Yana ngarang ka puta pumu te yin na kandrin re samne te samlo tango res.
Or instead of putting ourselves in the animal's position, we might really think, what if that animal were my mother or my father or one of my children?
Tendi shi ti tini nga chola churwa sarwa zilip yung res.
And by doing this, we will be able to arouse a really new kind of feeling.
Tini ti kapsa tini nga chol mtsin di nang la, Tini nga cho semchen yamba namla, tini dongsem kia ngu tsuk songwa res.
And by being able to do this, then we will really be able to begin to arouse empathy for others in this lifetime.
Tini chorwa te kandis res yena, ti kapsa tini nga cho dungur yonkin ka tini semchen zila samlo tangundi, tini nga cho semka nangla njikchak. Tendi changang tendi yung gore, nga tendi yin na kandi re, nga pa di yin na, nga ma yin na samni, tendi samlo tangdi, tendi nga su semgu na jikchak yung gore.
By really thinking or trading ourselves for the position of the animal in suffering, who is in the process of suffering, or by imagining that it was one of our parents or our children, then we should feel a feeling of intense fear or terror as a result. And it's this feeling, the arousing of this feeling, that is the first stage of compassion, the practice of compassion. And from here we proceed to the second stage.
Tini gomba nipa ti kang re zina, tini ti kapsi nga cho samlo tangani semla njikchak jiwi ne kibna, tini nga cho samla o semchen dungar chanda ngay patang maare, ngay maayang maare, tini ngay poda bombo yang maare, ngayang yang maare. Maare ti yinna yang pe na ngarang rang ka tini dungar mundut, dewa ndut, tini yinba zinda, tini semchen tiyang korang dungar mundun ken, dewa ndun ken, tini zire ti chani nga cho ndamnyum re samgo res.
And by moving on to this second stage or second step, we recognize that this animal who is currently suffering isn't ourselves. It's not our mother or father, and it's not one of our children. However, at the same time, this animal is exactly the same as ourselves in respect of not desiring suffering anyway, and only desiring, in fact, happiness for ourselves, for itself.
Otan ramnim re samne nga chon ramnim re otani khoyang teni pe na simchin doya korang dungur mena sam gre dewa yona sam gre rete yena teni ta korang la rawa me pa thoni teni dungur teni mambo zu teni nyongdo teni dewa nyong mandu samne te yang ne yang de samlo tango res.
And so we really need to constantly contemplate, constantly reflect on the fact that the animal in the situation of suffering is in no way desiring the suffering, and yet is being placed in a situation of utter powerlessness where all kinds of terrible things and suffering and torture is being inflicted on it.
Ota ngaso saman dramnyu ina pe na ngarang la tini dumur me na ngarang ga dewa yo na ngarang ga tevjin to jamba la yar te re dram dramnyu re te yindi tini jamba te la yar tini dumur to me so na sa ne ngaso sim gna la tini sim gna la tini jeba de yong gore se o sim chin te la na pa zin na koran na na ki dumur te me so na ngarang ga tini tini sim gna la jeba tini yong gore se.
And it's by being able to extend this view of profound equality between ourselves and other beings, the animal in suffering, insofar as it, just like ourselves, is in no way desiring suffering and is in every way desiring happiness, that we are able to generate a profound desire or aspiration that the animal not be in suffering, that it leave this state.
Then it tickles the Samlo de Mambo, Mambotana, then you also Pena Tambo or Simjin de Corangla Dunger Mesona, Samje, Dunger de Mesona, Yabundu, Samjitini Samlo de Kiri, then it tela, Kale, 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 Samlotana, then you also Simganala or Tangi, Dunger de Mesona, Samni, Molum Jabatamji, Pantocomundu, Tayena, then it Simjin de Dunger de Ni Mepachirian, Samni, then you Samlo's Yungres.
And so it's through this generating this desire that the animal be free of suffering, that it obtain happiness. Through generating this desire, then that we then that the yanja sona cho.
Then also tini dumur tini ta mepa resona samne simganala samba samji pantok mandu. Tena tini simchen kati dumur tini mepa shige yanze ne tini dumur tini mepi. Mepag tund, then a shawa leka drug yenze, parupo dunger thing, par mepa she go, nete, the leka thing, lego, sambagat in the Samlo Yungres.
However, realizing the nature of the suffering of the animal in question, we nevertheless understand or recognize that our prayers for its well being, that our prayers for its freedom are in themselves not sufficient. So on this basis, we undertake, we generate the aspiration to engage in concrete action to help this animal be free from suffering, to eliminate its suffering.
Then you also muntuni tindi tini samna te te yin rambo rao samtavna, then you also simd ya chimbo chimbo shik chimbo 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 yungores.
And if we really contemplate in this manner over these thoughts many, many times, time and time again, then our aspiration, the strength of that aspiration will only grow.
Tini tila tini ta nyarji zegre, tini ngatso tini ti kapsi tini ngatso jilla nyarji te yakpo kisongwares.
And it's at this point that we can be considered to have generated compassion.
Tini nyima ti nyimbar ni zongrte tini ngatso zhyampan rangluk pazirendogres, li ta tu ito, zhyampan rangluk pazirendogres.
And it's from this day onwards then that we have become, or we become, altruistic persons, people who are dedicated to the benefit of others.
Samlo tangare, jang dungur me pagaton langatso kaja shakare, jang dungur me pagaton langatso lekal jibkare ziti panchunni.
And from this point onwards, we are people who really work and strive to benefit other beings, to help them be free from suffering. And we do this not only in terms of our speech, the things we say, but also in terms of concrete actions and things that we work, that we undertake.
Then the cause of the arrest of one turning out to Musiganangi, then you dished Zerato.
And it's at this point that our happiness in life becomes, or that we achieve our happiness in our life, that we derive it, in fact, from benefiting others.
Pena chungu kevsang tabzio na nga chung mu ni gti tola chopa jamne ti kevsang de ngi raksona 파르 보딜라 캡상데 메바레소나 나초 디급치글라 나초 셈데 데즈 데모라 케본라 용그레스
So it's like, for example, engaging in a kind of an argument over the profits, business profits, profits from business, whether or not I take it, or whether or not I receive it, or whether or not another receives it.
Ina nga tso tini ti njansut ko tini ti korum ko nanda kati jan la no pan da tini kyal jana kale kale nga tso sem ko nala njopa mambo ke yong gore tini sem marke parin ro res.
However, in the process of engaging in competition for these profits or benefits, then in fact, if one is harmed in this process, then unhappiness and displeasure results.
Jan la pan token good in Shawale Catalina, Benaterang and Yaman, Yamachila Naranga, Jan la pan token Sambat, Leca de Le, Jan la pan token good in Kaja Shet, Shawa Drib, Dindishi Jana, Dinaranzo, Terang, Benangaran, Kim Latin in Rosa, which is in San Lutan, Naranga, Semba, Nana, Halipa, Kibu, and Tora Halipa, Kibu, and Grace.
So whereas engaging in competition for the with the goal of obtaining benefit oneself can lead to great unhappiness and displeasure, if we were on the other hand to dedicate ourselves in our daily work to benefiting others, bringing them happiness, etc., then when we retire to our own homes at the end of the day, we would only experience happiness.
Goni tenita, Natsu Shertan Namgini, Natsu San Lotana, Nar Rangutun La San Lomambotana, Naranke Boyungare, Tinti Samgareta, Tin Norvarez.
So the idea that happiness for myself will come by really doing a lot of work for myself and being very diligent in benefiting myself, this idea is in fact mistaken, erroneous.
Tinni Natsu, Ziangutun La San Lotani, Ziampan Jumna.
So the idea that by working for the benefit of others, one is essentially working in their service, is essentially bringing them happiness and not one's own happiness, this is also mistaken. In actual fact, by working for the benefit of others and bringing them happiness, one is in fact working for one's own happiness.
Tini tehnyaji gomluk te tindis rezi, tini meteran ngotu shipati tini halipa tabdipo nyonyo yes.
So these two stages that I've introduced tonight is a very abbreviated and simple form, easily able to be practiced form of compassion practice.
Tini tarong tez tini chi gipon rawata, yana chi jipchan rawata tini kyoranso go shinandona, tini namba go taba chimbo go tini shiamdan nyanji
And if you'd like to learn more about compassionate practice, learn about it in a more detailed way, then you can certainly turn to the teachings in the Mahayana tradition, which are very rich in this area.
Tini ngatsu zhan la samlo tangwa tang, zhan ke dirdik la samlo tangya tang, tini deva zhigin na, deva tang kipa yin na ngatsu par zhan la tini zhin shibati,
So it's extremely important that we work towards benefiting others, that we give them happiness, that we work towards their benefit. The Mahayana tradition talks about needing to give happiness to others and to take on oneself their suffering.
Then nga chu mo mambo zu ka samlo ta na nga chu de shi thup ka mare ngarang ka deva jan la jin na ting arang deva me pare ndo re jan gi dung war ngarang ka len na ting arang dung mar re ndo re samni den di sam gre re de den de mare
There are many people who think that this is not something that they would be able to do. If they were to give their happiness to others, then they would be left with no happiness themselves. By the same logic, if they were to take on the suffering of others, they'd make themselves very unhappy. However, this kind of reasoning is in fact not correct.
Tini rang de wa de parjan la jinna ngarang de wa de me pa mari pa ma chang ngarang de wa de dili chang ji chi da jimang lan zhong du.
In actual fact, by giving one's happiness to others, one only increases one's own happiness.
Tini jan ji dung wer de nge tang de leng ge yin tini sam thup na ngarang zo sem ge tong ni sam thup ge ma ra ma ba ti sam thup song na tini ti sam lo to nga zo la dung mer zawa ni ke ge ma ri ti sam lo to nga zo la de wa ke ge ndus.
And by being able to generate the desire to take on another's suffering will in no way lead to suffering oneself. Being really able to generate the desire and the aspiration to take on the suffering of others, to take it on to oneself, will only in fact lead to one's own happiness.
Tani lakhsar, tani chongli, pamjur kukur, tani shirgta, tani shiyunta, lakhsar kukur, hale pa mambo lab kuyo res.
In terms of universities and colleges, a great deal is taught about, or a great deal of knowledge and skills are taught in fields such as science, technology, economics, business.
Tin zambalang la shikin hale pa chenpo thib kuyo res.
And on account of this, well, this practice has really impacted on the world in a very significant way. But whereas we really emphasize the study of science, the study of technology and other fields of knowledge, we put rather less emphasis on benefiting others and compassion. And this kind of education is in fact very dangerous. All of us know a lot about how to So in universities and institutions of higher learning today, everybody, in fact, it's very widespread, the studying for the sake of fulfilling one's own desires, regardless of what field of knowledge that might be.
Tini jang ke tini dumer la tini samlo tang jeta jang la pan to chin la tini samlo tang ke tini so so to mena tini nga so maung bala nyen ka jang chimbo yong ndu.
But without the aspiration to use one's study and attainments for the benefit of others, then we will arrive in a very dangerous place.
Tini nyen ka ti kang re jena nga so maung ba na tini zambolang ke tini to thun kong.
And the result of this will be in the future that the world's resources will become scarcer and scarcer.
And
And if at this time people, humans insist on monopolizing resources for themselves, their own selfish interest, and refuse to distribute or share these resources fairly among others, then great conflicts and struggles over the distribution of resources will ensue, and all kinds of wars and conflicts will break out in the world. So in addition to studying knowledge and skills in our education systems today, it's equally important that we learn about compassion, benefiting others, equality, and apply these in tandem. And if one is able to practice compassionate contemplation in one's life, then not only will it bring great happiness at the personal or individual level, it will also bring great meaning to one's life in general. And this brings to a conclusion my talk tonight. Thank you everyone for listening.